For dinner? I mean, obviously, go to Amelinda. My big thanks to my last guest, Greg Leone, executive chef and owner of a very small independent restaurant in downtown Milwaukee called Amelinda. Greg, nominated for National Outstanding Chef by the James Beard Foundation, his second year in a row for that nomination. I used that opportunity or his nomination for the catalyst to talk with Greg today for our installment of Over the Hump and Trump, because I do think food is one of those great connecting moments that can help bring us all together, and we need more of that, not less. It also comes in the great Wisconsin tradition of do not ever, no, not ever, show up to a friend's joint empty-handed. I know I never do. I wanted to end today's show with some sound from Tim Kaine. He was on the floor yesterday addressing Donald Trump's, enticement, bribe, maybe, if you want to, that he laid out for federal workers, which basically was like, resign and I'll pay you for the next 8 months and you don't have to work. Which I would never rely on personally. And Tim Kaine took it up pretty directly. I thought we should take a listen. And then I'm going to give you my one to grow on and hopefully a word of hope and inspiration to leave us this afternoon. Let's take a listen to Senator Tim Kaine.
And they received an email that said, from the administration, if you tender your resignation by next Friday, we will guarantee you payment through the end of September, whether or not you show up for work. So tender your resignation, and then, boy, it's just going to be a gravy train. You're just going to get paid for 7 months without working. The president has no authority to make that offer. There's no budget line item to pay people who are not showing up for work. This is a guy who made this promise to contractors again and again and again when he was a private business guy. Oh, come work for me on my casino. Come work for me in a hotel. We're going to do a handshake. We're going to do a contract. The contractor does the work and then finds out they get stiffed. So my message to federal employees who receive this is, yeah, the president has tried to terrorize you for about a week and then gives you a little sweetheart offer. If you resign in the next week, we're just going to pay you for doing nothing for the next 7 months. Don't be fooled. He's tricked hundreds of people with that offer. If you accept that offer and resign, he'll stiff you just like he stiffed the contractors. He doesn't have any authority to do this. Do not be fooled by this guy. You were here before he was here, and you'll be here after he was here. Show up for work, be diligent, serve Americans every day, make their life better, answer their phone call, give them an answer, track down their constituent call. Don't be fooled by a fake offer that because he's terrorized you in the last week, it would be easy to just resign now and get a check for 7 months, because I can tell you that promise is worth nothing.
Folks, that was Tim Kaine addressing Donald Trump's offer. I guess we can call it an offer that he has no power, authority, or budgetary appropriation to, you know, pay federal workers who resign for 8 months for doing nothing. This is not a thing. But where Tim Kaine got by the end of his, appeal to federal employees is where I want to leave us all today. If you've been listening to the show for some time, you know that I served a federal appeals court judge as his elbow clerk, a two-time Reagan-appointed Article III judge. I was an assistant city attorney for the city of Milwaukee for many years. I then helped run the city of Milwaukee's 401k plan. It's a 453B or a 457 plan when you're in the public sector, but most people know it as a 401k plan. I then spent nearly 8 years as Milwaukee County's chief legal officer, so I've spent a long time in public service. So there's two things I want to leave everybody with this afternoon. And the first is a plea to all of my fellow public servants, those of you who show up every day in good faith, who take the oaths, if you took one, very seriously to serve the American people, who do their jobs without letting their personal political beliefs get in the way of doing their jobs, who truly are public servants, those who serve you and me and every resident and citizen of the jurisdiction that they work for. And I want to start by saying to you, please keep going. There are far more of you than there are of people willing to sell their good name, their professionalism, and their honor to the highest bidder or the bidder who may never pay simply for more attention or power. Please keep going. And to all of you listening who may have served the public sector in any form and who continue to do so today, I want to say thank you. Your service is appreciated, and it is more necessary now than ever. Last, I want to say to all of us, please have faith. The good public servants at every level of government, I promise you, will continue to do their good work as they have for many years. And while we can always do better to be more efficient and more effective, to improve our programs and processes, the people, the human beings, your neighbors and friends and family members who work in these jobs will do it best. So take heart, Wisconsin and America. The good public servants, they're at the job.